Welcome to Flower Farmer Forum, the podcast where growing and selling cut flowers isn't just a dream, it's a reality. With over 100,000 downloads, this is your go-to spot for everything you need to know about turning blooms into bucks. Whether you're looking for a little bit of extra cash or dreaming of scaling up to a full-fledged flower empire, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Liz Fidler, owner and operator of Sunny Mary Meadow Flower Farm in Minnesota. In just 5 years, I went from modest beginnings with $7,000 in sales to flourishing $200,000 operation, and I'm here to tell you it's absolutely possible. But remember, peddling perishable products requires careful planning and thoughtful intention. So let's roll up our sleeves and dive in. Ready to bloom and grow? Let's get started. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Flower Farmer Forum podcast. I'm your host, Liz Fidler-Merkin. And today we're going to talk about setting goals and auditing your business for sustainable success. Essentially, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So today's topic is something that we all need to focus on and get better at. Everyone can improve on it because the thing is, resiliency can only last for so long. If we all have the mentality of just keep swimming, it's a great concept, but unless you have strategic goal setting and regularly audit your business, it can lead to burnout. So yes, keep pushing, keep moving forward, but that only lasts for so long. And once again, I'm going to bring it back to something that I talk about all the time. If you are not enjoying flower farming, if you are not making a profit, if you are not justifying the time spent away from your friends, family, things you want to be doing, if this is something you have to do and it's not enjoyable, then why the heck are you doing it? So I'm going to talk about why it's important to set goals so that overall your life experience is more enjoyable and how we spend our time, not just waiting for it to pass, is what creates that meaningful change. The time is going to pass anyway. What do you do with it to make changes? Nothing, honestly, nothing pisses me off more than people that bring up problems without offering some sort of solution. I hate that when I'm on committees. I hate that when I get feedback from people. It's so draining. And, you know, if you guys are in my book club, the Back to Better book club that I have on my personal website, Liz Fidler-Merkin, as an author, as a speaker, blah, blah, blah. But one of the books that's going to be coming out early January 2025 is we're going to review The Gap and the Gain. And I talk about it in my stories a lot, but so the significance of the gap and the gain, when you are in the gap, you are looking at how far you still have to go. It's this mountain of work that you're never going to get done. You're never going to achieve these broad, random goals that aren't even like measurable or attainable. Instead of focusing on the gain and how far you have come, where you were at 2 or 3 years ago, what plunge you took to get here. And so it's, you know, the power of positivity and resilience. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's not hard work, that you don't have to get your hands dirty once in a while and just get gritty, get scrappy, make do with what you have. Because the truth is, you're going to have to do that sometimes in life, in general, no matter what it is. There are so many things where I'm like, man, I wish we could pay someone to do this. Or I wish I could, you know, why do I have to do this? Or I look around, I'm like, where's the parent? Oh yeah, that's me. I have to do it. But you can't, it's not sustainable to always run your business that way. And so, you know, just keep swimming can make it feel like you're just spinning in place. And so without intention, this mindset can lead to overworking and burnout. So, you know, you're trying to juggle planting, customer demand, sales, all of these things. And resilience is sustainable only when it's paired with intention, clear goals, and regular reflection. So you have to look back and decide, you know, what went right, what went wrong, what I'm going to do differently next time. One of my favorite quotes, and it's so true in the life that I live, you know, my husband passed away. Next week will be, actually the day that this episode comes out will be December 9th, 2024. That is the 4-year anniversary of my late husband's death. And the truth is, time does not heal. Intention does. Time will pass anyway. It's what we do with it that matters. And so I want to talk about setting intentional, bite-sized goals. It is important to have goals that are manageable and inspiring because you have to want to do the work. You have to want to work toward the goal because otherwise you're not going to enjoy it. You know, it's the Miley Cyrus song, right? Like, it's not about how fast you get there. It's the climb, right? It's not about the destination. It's the journey. And the fact is, running a small business, and a small business is defined as $10 million annually or less. So, yes, we are all small businesses, obviously. Even if as I'm expanding my farm, it's still a small business. But when you break larger goals down into weekly or monthly bite-sized pieces, so instead of, I'm going to double my sales, focus on a smaller task like, I'm going to increase my social media presence this month, or I'm going to connect with five potential wedding venues every month to try to get them to refer me to their brides, whatever it might be. So rather than I'm going to sell more flowers, it's I'm going to do like what actionable steps can you actually control? Because a goal needs to be something that you can actually work toward. It's not like I'm going to lose 10 pounds. Okay. It's, you know what? I'm going to eat healthy 80% of the time. Or I'm gonna get four workouts in this week, or whatever it might be, or I'm gonna close my rings on my watch, whatever it might be. Like, that's the goal, not I'm gonna lose 10 pounds. So, the importance of focusing on one or two goals at a time is also important to avoid overwhelm and maximize progress. Now, I am one of those people that I cannot focus on one or two goals at a time. I have so many big goals, but I set aside days, I do time blocking, and I really like that is what gets my attention. So, right now, this goal setting, stuff like that, we're going to share a little bit more about it at the end of the episode. That's all I'm working on today is this particular goal is to get the message out about goal setting. So a business audit, what does that actually mean? Like, what does it mean to audit your business? Well, it is a regular, honest assessment of different areas with yourself. So how are your financials looking? How is your customer engagement? Are they happy? Are they pleased? Are they coming back? What does your personal time management look like? Be honest with yourself. How many hours are you actually working? So it's just regularly looking at those things that are most important to you. Breaking down a simple monthly or quarterly audit routine. So every quarter, financials. Are you pricing correctly and tracking costs? If you have taken my Foundations of PPP course, I teach you how I apply the book Profit First to my flower farm. And I am able to log in and make sure, like, hey, I have 3 months worth of my salary in there to pay myself. Hey, I have, I'm setting aside money in a sinking fund for next year's tulips already. Hey, I have got payroll. I have got this. I have got that. Like, I know exactly how much money I have rather than if I look at the bank account and I'm like, oh my God, I have $20,000. That's great. No, I don't. Because now all of a sudden, when my tulip bill or my plug bill or whatever comes up, like, that's actually not my money. Like, how do you run and pay employees? And like, so it keeps it looking at like, no, I actually have this much in my operating expenses account. And that's how much money the business actually has to spend. Cause the rest of it is allocated already. Some of it is, sales tax that I have to pay quarterly. That is not my money. It was never my money. It belongs to the government. I have to hand that to them. Right. So it's, are you pricing correctly and tracking your costs? Customer engagement. Are you keeping up with emails, customer retention, feedback, all those things? This is something I still struggle with. My flower farm right now is in a bit of a pause as I'm pivoting in what the umbrella of the business looks like as we're adding on this flower shop, this workspace, all of that for next year. So our offerings are going to change a little bit. So we're kind of in a just keep swimming mentality of the farm, which is really frustrating for me, but also like, not broke, don't fix it. Just keep going. No new things. Like, just keep working at it. And then time management. Are you scheduling enough work-free time to recharge? Like, are you doing the things that you want to do? Are you able to make it to, if it's important to you, are you going to church on Sundays if that's important to you? Or are you like, you know what? We're so behind on the flower farm. I gotta work. Or are you, getting together with friends? Are you making time to take care of yourself? Do you have time for the hobbies that you care about? Are you able to go to your kids' activities or whatever reason it was that you started this business in the first place? Again, it doesn't pay. You're only lying to yourself. It doesn't help to put up this front that, like, oh, I have this flower farm. It's so great. Like, how is it actually going? And auditing is not about finding faults, but identifying areas that you can make small adjustments. So once a quarter, do a stop, start, continue audit. So what is working? Continue. What needs to change or stop? And what could you add or start? So, sometimes for me, it's like no new things. We are adding a ton of new things between the coaching, the farm, all of these things. And in January, like no new ideas. January, February, March, no new ideas. Like I gotta just keep going with what I have right now, execute them, get it to go, and then we can pivot. Okay. So, sustainable success is about intention, not perfection. So the goal is not to be perfect. It is to create sustainable habits and processes that align with your vision. Intentionality over time can yield these lasting results, and it allows for the necessary flexibility as your business grows. And I'm gonna break that down on how you're gonna do it in a little bit. But I want you to use time as a tool for growth, not a passive measurement of, waiting for things to get better. I shared this in my stories on the Flower Farmer Forum Instagram. So my husband Brent and I, we bought a fixer-upper, more or less flip property about an hour away on a lake house. It's going to be a vacation rental. Truly, if it's not getting rented out, we will have to sell it. Like we don't want to afford it. Like we don't want to go to a lake every weekend more than we want to be able to like afford other things. And we would have to make a lot of sacrifices to afford to do it. But again, it's an investment. It's a business, right? And I mean, we are doing so much of the work ourselves. It's built brick by brick. It was covered in sheetrock dust because the basement was like basically a fourth of it had sheetrock on it with popcorn ceiling. A fourth of it had like a drop-down ceiling with like cardboard tiles, more or less. And then half the basement had no ceiling at all. It was just like the rafters open or whatever. And so we were like, you know what? Let's just start from scratch. So it's all level. It looks nice. It's literally going to be probably $1,000 difference rather than like patching it all together. And we're not going to have, because the basement's going to be open now. And so we didn't want to, have these different looking ceilings and then try to like remove the popcorn. So we're like, you know what? Let's just tear the sheetrock down. And I mean, it was terrible. It was 4 hours. We had masks on. We have hammers over our head. We're like ripping it down because they used so many screws, okay, not just nails, for this sheetrocking. And it was just like miserable. And we were laughing, but I have a really good friend that's a contractor, handyman, whatever. And so the two of us, there's no better way to do it. There's no other tools that we could have used. There's nothing that would have made that job easier that a professional could do other than like grit and bear it. And so, same thing is when we knocked out the concrete shower. We're literally hauling 5 gallon buckets of bricks of, these cinder blocks that, made this nasty shower there. It was like 3 hours of buckets and hauling. And literally, like the contractors we talked to, they quoted us $2,000 for them to demo that shower. It took us 3 hours and it sucked. But you know what? It was done and we saved that amount of money. Sometimes you use your time instead of escaping the life that you have, and you use it to build the life that you're working toward, okay? And that's where this time is going to pass anyway. Whatever it is that you're doing with your flower farm, whenever you're setting your goals, it's not just, "Hey, I'm gonna sell more flowers." Nope, it needs to be a smart goal. It needs to be specific. Needs to be measurable, needs to be attainable, needs to be relatable. So, does it relate to the big goal? And it needs to be time sensitive. So, something that you're actually monitoring. Okay. And so, I have just the thing for you. Hey everyone, taking a quick break from this episode to invite you to my free webinar that I am hosting December 17th. Tuesday at 12 p.m. Central Time. Just click the link, get signed up. You'll automatically get a Zoom link emailed to you 15 minutes prior to the start time. And ultimately, we're just going to go through my goal setting process, how I stay organized with things, the importance with goal settings. Because if you followed me for a while, you know that I have a lot of shit going on in my life. Let's face it, I've got a couple podcasts, I've got my flower farm. We have weddings from there. I do coaching. I do this podcast. I'm a published author. I have my doctorate degree. I work as a nurse practitioner one day a week. And honestly, I did not get where I got in life
by just trying to squeeze things in the cracks, okay? It takes intention, it takes planning, and it takes prioritization. So I hope that you guys join me for this free webinar. We're gonna go through some goal setting, and then I'm gonna share my plan for helping stick to my goals by taking little bite-sized steps throughout 2025. Stay tuned.
So I have a new course that's coming out. It's called Petals and Profits, Weekly Challenges by the Flower Farmer Forum. So this is designed to offer 52 weekly challenges. They're small. They take 15 to 30 minutes each, and they are tailored specifically for flower farmers with retail customers. And it's designed to support the types of goal setting, audits, and focus progress discussed in the episode. So there's accountability with a private Facebook group. It's got weekly posts that you go and like you do the challenge and then you post a picture of it, right? And it's simple. You can do it from your phone, but it's encouraging. It's a supportive community. And depending on what package you have, if you are a Foundations of PPP student, you get it for way cheaper, but it's still the most expensive is $5 a week, okay? It is somewhere between 80 cents a week and $5 a week, depending on which package you decide to do. So you can either pay in full or you can pay weekly. The most it's going to be is $5 a week though, to do this challenge. You literally cannot even buy a cup of coffee at a gas station, black coffee. You can't even buy a black coffee. I want to say like, can't even buy a latte, but like, no, you can't buy an Americano for $5 a week. Anyway, so I'm really excited for what that looks like. We are going to be having a webinar about goal setting in general, and then I'll share a little bit more about the course in that webinar, but you can click the link in this episode notes to either sign up for the course already, find all the information, the frequently asked questions, but I think it's going to be huge. I think it's going to be such a great thing for so many people. I have no idea how many people are going to do it. I hope a lot of people do it because it took a lot of time to make all these little like PDFs and upload them and whatever. But I really stepped back and tried to decide what would be the most user-friendly, what is actually worth it, what is, you know, going to be helpful for people. And I'm going to be doing it right alongside of you. So the challenges are focused on the different aspects of running a successful flower farming business. So branding, SEO, email marketing, time management, and then they're going to be, you know, have it in mind of what time of year it is. So the first week, January, it's all about goal setting. And then you're going to write down your goals and come up with a measurable thing. And then you're going to post like one little thing in the Facebook post underneath like the photo that says goal setting. So it's going to be very like clean and easy to find. And it's not just going to be like a random Facebook group of people like spouting things off. And then, you know, the next week is planning and, you know, the challenge is to go to your calendar, however you do it, whether it's a physical calendar, a digital calendar, a planner, whatever, and like write down your last frost date, write down, you know, Mother's Day, write down when your subscriptions launch in the fall, like just planning those big dates, planning, hey, it's my sister's wedding. Let's not have subscriptions that week before, like just planning all of those dates, whatever it might be, planning when the farmers markets are, like just planning everything of your flower season. There's going to be, and some of them are going to take a little bit longer. And like I said, they're designed to be 15 to 30 minutes. One of the challenges, you know, early November is literally, hey, make a post on social media about how thankful you are for your community, right? That's it. That's all the challenge it is. Take a screenshot, put it in the Facebook group so everyone knows that you did it. One of the challenges, because I know that I don't want to have it huge in the summertime, one of the challenges is, you know, go to your Google profile, go to your business profile and make sure, you know, this is updated or whatever. Go this, you know, make sure the location, reply to all the reviews, ask your customers to get a review. Like, right? That's 1 week thing. There's another one, you know, think of your top three clients and send them a personalized email right now. Like that's what these bite-sized things are that are going to improve your business all at once. And so I'm just really excited for this new course to come out. And I think that it's going to be very much actionable and attainable. So I think that what I'm trying to focus on as I'm continuing to learn and grow. And of course, you know, whenever someone has the Foundations of PPP call, because I give you a free 15-minute phone call to tell you whether or not I think it'll help you. And, you know, they're asking me like, well, have things changed? And I'm like, yeah. Of course they've changed and they're going to continue to change. And I'm going to actually redo some of the modules And that's not to say I feel like they're not great. That's not to say that I feel like the people that signed up in the early days didn't get the best version of me at the time. But that would be a really red flag if I said, it's perfect. And no one has ever given any feedback of things I should change. And no one's ever had any ideas. And, you know, what do you mean? Like, no, of course. I constantly am, okay, how can I change this? How can I make this better? What are people asking for? How can I serve them? And, you know, my husband asked me, I'm sending this out in an email to kind of explain it, but he dairy farmed for 6 years. And it was, you know, after college. And then, you know, he had bought the cattle from his dad and was renting the facility. And after 6 years, they decided this isn't working and he sold the cattle. And honestly, it's all for the best. But he's like, aren't there already flower farmer conferences? Aren't there already growing resources? Like, why are you trying to reinvent the wheel? And I explained to him, okay, let's think about, you know, the American Dairy Association or whatever it was that was, you know, whatever place that would tell him like the ideal way to dairy farm, right? And, you know, I said, okay, if there was someone that was doing what you wanted to do, someone that was making a living with 50 to 100 dairy cows, some outside help for milking, whatever, but if there was someone that was kicking ass at it, call a spade, I feel like I am. I feel like I am kicking ass at flower farming. And they made a podcast, they wrote all their resources, and it's not like this big, hey, we have 1500 cows and robotic milkers and blah, 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 blah. Like they're theories. It's a lot of theories, but it's like, no, what did you actually do? And I'm like, would you pay for that mentorship or would you, you know, listen to those resources? And he's like, oh my God, that would have been all the difference in the world if I had someone that was actually doing it the way I was doing it rather than, you know, large scale gardening or huge, huge flower farming where there's seed saving and all those types of things, like somewhere in the middle, right? And that's the goal of what this is. And so I'm really excited for this Petals and Profits challenge because I'm going to be doing it right along with you. You know, it's like I said, it's anywhere from 80 cents to $5 a week. Really not getting rich off of this by any means, but I think it's important to have some skin in the game. I think it's important to, you know, have that community. And quite frankly, I need to be reimbursed for my time a little bit. So here we go. But thank you so much for listening. I really hope it was helpful. And then make sure you get signed up for the webinar. So there's two links in the episode. One is the link to sign up for the free webinar on goal setting. And I'm just going to walk you through some really specific things and things that you can apply. And then there's also the link for more information on the Petals and Profits weekly challenge. So hope you guys enjoyed and have a good rest of your December. You know, this is the time for resilience, okay? Let's face it. Like, you got an elf to move, your diet is sugar cookies, you're wrapping presents, whatever. Like, Godspeed. The resiliency needs to happen the rest of the month, but reset and don't wait until January 1st to start thinking about next year. Thanks.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Flower Farmer Forum. If you enjoyed today's show and want to dive deeper into the world of growing and selling cut flowers, be sure to check out our website. There you'll find every episode in written blog form, plus courses and one-to-one coaching options to help you on your flower farming journey. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Flower Farmer Forum and join our Facebook page to connect with other passionate listeners and flower enthusiasts. If you're local and want to see what we're up to, visit us at sunnymarymeadow.com or find us on Instagram and Facebook at Sunny Mary Meadow for my flower farm. We'd love your support. Please leave us a 5-star review and share this episode with a friend who might find it fantastic. Until next time, keep growing, keep blooming, and keep making your flower farm dreams a reality.
Flowers, flowers, we love flowers. Sunny Mary Meadow, they smell so good. SunnyMaryMeadow.com.